Hello, and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
Development by John Cooty. Why are there so many people in the world without food, water, schools, and doctors? For people living in rich countries, talking about development usually means feeling sorry for poor people in poor countries, or feeling happy about pop stars or politicians who say they have done something to help them. But if you look at it another way, all of the human race is developing. 20 years ago, the world was divided into three parts. The first world was the rich countries of Western Europe, North America and Japan. The Soviet Union and countries closely connected with it made another different world. And then there was the third world countries, which had to choose which side they were on. The Third World did not get its name for being poor, but for being outside of the Cold War, or in fact, the places where the Cold War could turn into a real one. Then the Second World disappeared. This meant that poor countries were only left with one choice if they wanted to get richer: doing business with everyone else on the planet. Many of the poorest countries got professional help to do this from the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and other organisations. These organisations lent them money and told them what kind of political changes to make in their country. During the same period, the economies of the rich countries have been changing. A lot of industries have closed down or been moved abroad. There has been a big increase in the employment of people who provide services, complicated services like investments or insurance, and simple ones like sandwiches. It's clearly not true that these countries have finished developing. In fact, they are changing faster and faster with every new technology and fashion. Development is happening everywhere around the world, and it has started to be called globalization. There is a serious argument that this process is unfair and that it is causing a lot of poverty in poor countries and in rich ones. Some of the anti-globalists are really not interested about economics at all. However, the economic part of the argument goes something like this. International trade is good for a minority of people who receive the profits from big transactions. These rich people tend to spend or save their money in the capitals of rich countries, so they don't do much to help people in their own countries. The worst situation occurs in areas where there are no resources that the rest of the world wants to buy. International trade can't help these countries at all. The world's wealth ends up going to the richest organisations in the richest countries, the banks and the big companies that are involved in international trade. It leaves the poor countries either to pay back loans or to buy expensive luxuries, weapons and other things that only the first world produces.
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.